Artist Judy Chicago is back in her hometown. She'll be honored today for her visionary approach to equitable arts education. WBEZ's Carrie Shepherd caught up with her.
Judy Cohen left Chicago in the 1970s for California, but part of the city stayed with her.
The one thing I brought with me, along with my many years of art training at the Chicago Art Institute, was an incredible Chicago accent.
It was why one art dealer called her Judy Chicago, and the name stuck. The multidisciplinary artist and educator is back in town to be honored today by the Museum of Contemporary Art. Back in the 70s, the artist describes the L.A. art scene, where she had moved to continue her education, as macho.
They would say, you can't be a woman and an artist, too.
Chicago says that attitude wasn't just directed at women, but artists of color, too.
Everybody had to hide aspects of themselves and sort of work as if they had the same view of reality as white men, privileged white men.
That's when Chicago formed a more inclusive style of arts education. She started the feminist art program at what is now California State University, Fresno. The program style was born from political discussions Chicago's labor organizer father convened during her childhood on the city's north side.
Everybody would sit in a circle, and he would go around the circle and ask everybody their opinion about whatever the topic was, and everybody, men and women.
Chicago used that circular conversation format at the feminist art program. Students shared personal experiences to drive creation.
And of course, this was very radical in the 1970s because women's experiences were not considered important subject matter.
Decades after creating the feminist art program, Chicago says art education is more inclusive now. Well, somewhat.
The fact that so few contemporary art history classes include serious discussion of the history of feminist art. No, you have to go take women's art for that.
Chicago is still making art and challenging norms. Most recently, in the city where she now lives, Berlin, New Mexico.
What I called the Berlin brouhaha, which was really funny because, you know, our little town, 7,000 people, you know, suddenly found itself the subject of a full-page article in the Sunday New York Times. It was like, wow.
The Times reported that some residents at the time considered Chicago's work too provocative to receive city funding. Chicago changed course, and then community members stepped up to support her art space.
It demonstrates the power of art, and it shows the importance art can have in a community.
Chicago laughs talking about the brouhaha, calling herself a lightning rod. A lightning rod that's still sparking change, and a career that's been active for more than 50 years. Carrie Shepherd, WBEZ News.